Jeb Bush.
Hey, Luis Miguel.
All
right.
News Talk Radio 610 WIOD presents The Neil Rogers Show. To talk with Neil, call 751 WIOD from Dade, 524 WIOD from Broward. Outside the 305 area code, it's toll free 1-800-944-WIOD. Bell South Mobility customers can call Star IOD at no charge, and Cellular One customers can call Pound IOD at no charge. The opinions expressed by the host, guests, or callers are not necessarily those of the station or its sponsors. Now, Neil Rogers on News Talk Radio 610 WIOD.
It's Friday, you bastard.
When you're trekking through the Gulf of Mexico in a dinghy with 20 of your closest friends, the last thing you want to concern yourself with is engine trouble.
Ay, Dios mío, el bote se está hundiendo. Carajo, ¿qué pasa, coño?
And that's why you need the one motor oil that prevents the high viscosity thermal breakdown frequently incurred in today's smaller outboard motors. Castrol. Castrol works hard to keep your outboard motor going. And Castrol comes with a 90-mile, one-way guarantee.
Ay, Dios mío, qué alegría. Estoy aquí a salvo.
With Castrol motor oil, you'll sail across those shark-infested waters trouble-free.
¿Qué hago ahora? Mira.
Well, almost trouble-free. Castrol motor oil, engineered for today's smaller outboard motors.
10:07 at WIOD. Happy Friday to you. It is Friday, isn't it? Double check. Make sure. Oh, God. Thank God. Jorge Millon, by the way, is obsessed. Obsessed. Even though I know you're listening right now, Jorge. Obsessed with WQAM. Cox hits hard on the radio, and he's not talking about the sisters either. Linebackers' targets include Tagliabue, quarterbacks, etc. WBGG recently completed a big money deal to bring shock jock Howard Stern to South Florida's radio airwaves, says Jorge. WQAM paid considerably less for Dolphins linebacker Brian Cox, who guests for an hour Thursdays on Hank Goldberg's show. But when it comes to shock meter, Stern has nothing over Cox. Has that got something to do with size that he's talking about? What is that? So anyway, he goes on about Cox ridiculed Commissioner Paul Tagliabue. He slurred NFL drug advisor Dr. Lawrence Brown. He said the NFL considers him a nigger and finished by claiming that NFL quarterbacks are pampered and should wear pink tights.
You jackass.
How do you like that? I wonder how Danny Boy feels about that. A guy with a big, big mouth, a guy with a serious problem, a guy who is suing everybody, if you like, fart within a five-mile radius. Brian Cox is suing your ass. And the other part of it is that very few people are listening anyway, Jorge. But he just doesn't want to get that message. He just had, like anybody who writes about sports on the air, because that is allegedly your sports station, even though they have no games of any kind that are going on right now that they're broadcasting, interestingly enough. And by the way, speaking of that, things are looking pretty damn dim for all of us hockey fans. You better get your ass out to the arena Tuesday night, I'll tell you right now, hockey fans, for that exhibition game against the Lightning, because it's looking pretty grim. Gary Bettman, we ought to bring him in here. He looks just like Tom Denenberg on a bad day, a little weasel. Only Tom, at least, was a good guy. And this guy is the biggest pile of crap I have ever seen in my life. Everything he's doing is in an effort, it would appear, to try to, like, force a showdown, just like we had in baseball, and lock the players out. That's what they're saying. October 1st, if they don't have the deal. Today's already the 23rd. We're talking about 8 days. The regular season's supposed to start October 1, and the Panthers October 4th, which is a week from Tuesday. And it's not looking too good. That's right, we're going to have a lockout. If we can't get this thing ironed out and they're still a million miles apart, we're going to have a lockout. I think this could be the year, that sports disappears in America. This could be the end. Look at George standing up, giving a sitting ovation in the other room for that. No mas, baby. No more sports, because I got news for as much as I love hockey, the baseball thing gives them a golden opportunity. There is no baseball, no playoffs, no World Series. The hockey season starts right at the time when the playoffs would be starting. And just imagine, for example, they were talking last week about how the Fox ratings on the NFL are up. Well, of course they're up over what they were last year on any of the networks, because there's nothing else going on, brain surgeons. People are desperate. People who want to smell leather and jockstraps, those people have got nowhere else to go right now. And so the NHL, in their infinite wisdom, and they've always been the governing board, and all those assholes have always been a real raving bunch of lunatics, and they're like looking to shoot themselves in the ass again. Just what we need. By the way, thank you profusely to my dear close personal friend Sandra from Éxito Magazine, who was just in here earlier this morning. Did an interview with yours truly. I wore my Luis Miguel t-shirt to impress her, which I'm sure I did. She was licking it all over the place, and the t-shirt too. And we actually gave her a Segundo Roman CD. So if there's somebody out there who doesn't get one, you can blame Sandra. But she was a lovely, she's only been here 10 months from Cuba, spoke very, very good English. She was talking about how those Mexicans have this macho thing. That was kind of interesting. I thought that was all the Hispanics. Is it a matter of degrees? I know that the Cubans and the Mexicans do not get along. Is that true? I mean, many of the Hispanic, like Colombians and Nicaraguans and whatever, have a little bit of a rift. But I guess there's like an especially strong thing between Cubans and Mexicans, and probably because Cubans resent the fact that every now and then, if one of them is named Pancho, he gets confused for being a Mexican. And they resent that because they just don't have enough Pennzoil to keep that grease level up. Oh, I'm sorry. But now, seriously, that Mexican group in Vegas this last weekend, they left a little bit to be desired, to say the very best. Their comportment at that concert at Caesars, they're just the whole ambiance, it just, you know, makes you want to call for the Cisco Kid and go out and dress up in a mariachi costume. So thank you, Sandra, to you, okay? Now, how many more do we have to give away?
13.
Oh, 13, no problem. We can milk that for the rest of the show today. Thank you, Luis. That one was for you. And she asked me an interesting question, like, do I really like, you know, if you admire somebody like a performer and you love them, like in a, you know, love them in a, the broadest sense of the word, am I in love with Luis? And George had a good point. He substituted the word lust, which I thought was very good, but not the way you would think, okay? I don't think he's got room for me in that big circular bed. But it's just, you know, every now and then you run into somebody in your life and you think, hey, this is a great performer. They really feel like you almost know them. Like everybody in the audience, oh, they know me. They know Neil. Like, oh, yeah, if I could tell you all the people that I run into, oh, you know, Joe Schmeckel, he said he's a good friend here. Never heard of him in my life. This happens at least once a week. Somebody who claims to be one of my best personal friends, knows me, hangs out with me, comes over, we watch the ball games together. Never heard of this person in my life. Kind of like Fat Rich's friend down there at the sub place in Kendall, who went to the hockey game with me. Well, he actually sat like 10 seats away, but went to that hockey game with me a couple of years ago, that exhibitionist game. My best close personal friend at Captain Jimmy's. Anyway, and then, of course, we had the Little Brown Jug yesterday, and what a coincidence. We had our friend Tom, the accountant, one of our Pompano Park groupies, call in. He does it every year. He always goes up to the Jug in Delaware, Ohio. And he put Tommy Houghton on the phone. Of course, everybody here who's into harness racing knows Tommy and, of course, the whole Houghton family. And yesterday would have been his brother Peter's birthday. Peter died in a car crash several years ago, one of the great drivers in the sport. And, of course, the father was Billy Houghton, both of them, who died in a racing accident a few years ago, too. But anyway, would have been his birthday. And lo and behold, Cam's Card Shark, the favorite, came up lame yesterday before his elimination, was scratched, did not race. And so Magical Mike wins his heat and then goes on to win pretty handily the final and wins the Little Brown Jug. Now they've got the, I was watching it on the satellite, they've got the ceremony in the winner's circle. And Roger Houston, screaming and puking, is out there giving the trophy to Tommy Houghton, the trainer. And it was one of the most emotional. I mean, he, you know, of course, this would have been Peter's birthday, and I want to dedicate. And, of course, Tommy went to pieces, and Roger was crying, and I was sitting there squirting a few, and it was just a very emotional. So congratulations, Tommy, baby. I think we put him right over the top. I think being on this show, it always works. It even works for Willie Pomerleau. 1013 at WIOD. Have you ever noticed that when you go to rent a video, you can't find certain kinds of movies, especially at certain kinds of video stores? Not that we want to mention any names, do we? We do. Well, now you have access to movies that you not only couldn't find, but probably didn't even know existed. Announcing Video Search of Miami, this is your alternative to finding the movies that you want. Video Search of Miami is a mail-order service that gives you access to over 10,000 films, sexy films, action films, horror films from all over the world, blood and guts movies that you folks out there just absolutely lust for, even uncut versions of American films with cut and uncut actors. And the cost is only $25 for any item in the catalog. Video Search of Miami, call 279-9773. 279-9773. They accept checks, cash, money orders, Visa, MasterCard, whatever you got, they'll grab it. All orders will be shipped within 2 days, too. Video Search of Miami, they're open Monday through Saturday, noon to 6. You can also arrange for additional information to be sent to your home. Call 279-9773, and they'll send you their extensive, amazing catalog. Video Search of Miami, your alternative for films you thought were unavailable and didn't even know were out there. 279-9773.
This is South Florida's news, talk, and entertainment station.
News Talk Radio 610, WIOD.
I would be so embarrassed if I saw this. Rick Alpern, you could be the biggest piece of turd that has ever come on the face of the earth. Seriously. I don't know if yours is as bad as this. This is the all-time, I mean, coming at a time like this, I want to tell you something. Salespeople are not assholes, because asshole would be a major compliment. Okay? No, seriously. That would be the kindest thing that I could say about the sales organization in this building. This is... Now, look at all these things on this list here. Some of these people are, like, not even in business anymore. And look at this. Here's this one here and here again. I guess this is to impress everybody. Most of these people don't even exist, and some I never even heard of before.
It's the computer.
It's the computer. It's Rick Alpo is who it is, man. A man who is like a walking piece of diarrhea. How can you be a piece of diarrhea? A walking puddle of diarrhea. Can we say that? Well, I just did, man. Oh, my God. And no wonder they've been, like, hiding this stuff under their... No wonder. Just unbelievable. Hey, listen, but we don't want to make too much of an impact here because we like it the way it is. Here's Miami. Buenos dias. Hello. Now, how can that be? How can somebody wait that long? I can hear them twisting their thing. Do you hear them twisting their thing? Hello, are you twisting it? Okay, keep twisting, baby. Open line and date, 751-WIOD. I sure hope they didn't want anything because they ain't getting it, whatever it was. Here's the purple line. Hello.
Neil, how you doing?
Okay, sir.
I was switching through my channels yesterday. I saw you again. Guess where?
Guess where? Mark, you mean that Kendall Toyota thing again?
Yeah, Mark Jackass once again.
Yeah. Boy, they're sure flooding the market with it. It's a good thing I'm on there anyway.
Yeah, I think he's getting all the publicity from you.
Mm-hmm.
Neil, I'm calling you. I need a CD, please, for the wife, Luis Miguel.
Well, that wasn't a very good build-up to that.
Please.
By the way, I want Bob Green to have a copy of this. This, to me, this is one of the greatest things I have ever seen in my life. Seriously, I just want you to have this so it can make your weekend as pleasant as it did mine. This is just an astonishing thing, and they've been hiding these and holding these and hanging on to them, and now I know why they've been wiping their ass with it. Anyway, you got to beg a little bit better than that. I got a little story to tell you, sir.
Sure.
Yesterday morning I came in. Not that you want to hear it, but I'll tell you anyway. It's the least you can do for the damn CD. I come in yesterday morning, and there was a fax from a doctor on Miami Beach. He's right up the street here. I'm not going to mention his name. And he volunteered his services. He said, what is that? He says, I don't want you to give me any publicity. I don't want my name on the air, et cetera. But, I keep hearing your fetch about your sinus condition. I would like to offer my services and help you out, okay? No charge, et cetera. So I called the office. I went there when I got off there yesterday afternoon. He's a great guy. I don't want to jump to conclusions because every time I go to see a new doctor, I get very excited in the beginning. And then after a few weeks, I realize that they don't know their ass from my elbow, okay?
Right.
Are you following this?
Yeah.
So we get all done with the exam. He gives me some stuff. I'm feeling a little better today already. He says it'll take a few weeks. You got acute sinusitis, blah, blah, blah. So then, as I'm leaving, he says, one thing I do ask is I desperately need one of those Luis Miguel CDs. How do you like that?
Very good. Hey,
now, I don't know whether
great.
This was for his wife, for his girlfriend, because he is a married guy. Maybe he's got a girlfriend. I don't know. Or who it was for, or maybe it was for him, and he was too embarrassed to say. But it's just amazing how Luis Miguel, I've turned him into not just the idol of Mexico, but the idol of at least Dade and Broward County anyway.
That's right. You're the king.
I am. Well, now that you've sucked around enough, hang on.
Thank you.
You going to be all right?
Yep.
Okay, hang on. Okay, on the purple line, okay. Now, let's do this pretty slow. I don't want to, like, blow this. Now, here's another memo that I just got. What is this? Super combo memo. We keep intercepting all these memos from the kingpin over there, David Ross at WBGGGG, the big Matsia. Ladies and gentlemen, he says, I feel ridiculous sending out a memo of this type. Well, David, guess what? A lot of us have thought you were ridiculous for many years, and a man in your position can't afford to look ridiculous. Are you following me? He says, however, one of us apparently does not have much common sense. Never mind who or what prompted this memo. Point is, there is an issue that must be made clear to all of you. I encourage your friendly contact with listeners. You are ambassadors of your stations. Polite and pleasant contact is encouraged to promote the stations and yourselves as personalities to the listeners. However, combing the phone lines for dates and or accepting an invitation from a listener, especially one off balance, to have a sexual relationship is dangerous to both you and the station you represent.
Brrr.
You must remember that you are personalities, as such, must adhere to a standard above all others. I could care less about your sexual preference, not your personal life, except when it affects the rest of us. Common sense dictates that casual sexual contact, initialed, it says, I think he means initiated, his secretary is a bozette. Initiated by a listener could wind you up in the doghouse. Please forage for your personal sexual life in another stadium. Bottom line, common sense. Now, was that like a play on words, bottom line? Common sense. If you are approached by a listener in a highly aggressive manner, try to curtail the advance yourself. If you have problems, please see your PDs or me. If you have any question, bring them to my attention, signed DR, the Kingpin, David Ross. Wow. Now we got another memo from Linda Energy. Oh, no, to Linda Energy from Dave Denver. Progress report on the Big 106. Okay, we'll read that, and here's another one. We got all the internal memos over there show up here in a matter of like 30 seconds. Okay, David? I don't want you to get you paranoid or psychotic, but you've got some inside spies over there who evidently hate you like poison and know you for being the butt plug that you are, even though you are the kingpin. 1022 at WIOD.
We're looking for a guest for Sports Talk 610 from Don Shula's All-Star Cafe on Friday. And who do we come up with? Ray Nitschke. Right there in the center area screen. Right there. That man, number 66. He put the hit on that Fran Tarkenton. That little weasel couldn't escape the pass rush of the vaunted Green Bay Packers. Hey, we'll talk with Ray Nitschke Friday night from Don Shula's All-Star Cafe, Sports Talk 610. Join the Mad Dog, Jim Manich, and yours truly.
The Payphone Challenge. News from around the planet and a whole lot more. It's Rick and Suds, weekday mornings, right here.
W-I-O-T.
Now that was beautiful. Can you believe that I absolutely, I put my finger in the wrong thing? Although it still had its moments. Anyway, it's 10. The problem is that this thing technically don't work at all, but we'll work on it. We got a few little glitches in here. You hit the start button, and it goes to, like, the off position, which is a beautiful segue right into this next memo. Nice going, Neil. To Linda Energy from Dave Denver. Progress report. We've now been on the air 3 weeks. It's time to recap our progress and direction. Your performance has improved considerably since Rick Peters and I have been working with you. Oh, man. Wouldn't you like to work for people like this? Since we've been working with you, you're getting a lot better since you listen to us. The positives, one, your energy and pacing is good, and your style adds emotion to the music. You're bright and upbeat without being overbearing. Two, your over music sells usually are on target, and your breaks typically are focused to the music. Three, you work the audience / phones well. There's a large priority towards imaging the station. Positive audience comments referring to the music are encouraged. Calls pertaining to other random issues are not important and should be avoided, like whoever is having sex with the listeners. Oh, I'm sorry. Areas that need work. One, now here's this ties right in. Man, see, everything that happens like ties in together. One, you still have a problem queuing up the proper song on the CD. Just a minor problem. You still have a problem queuing up the proper song on a CD. Maybe she's got a CD deck like the one we got in here now. This will be a major roadblock that will hinder your progress and long-term success at Big 106 FM if you do not fix this problem. There is a simple solution. Audibly cue every song you play. If it does not begin the way you remember, or if you're not familiar with the song, pull the CD out of the machine and make sure that it's the correct track / song. There's no better solution, baby. Two, a little Linda goes a long way. This is a good ego booster, isn't it, this memo? I still think you are trying too hard to throw in extra, unnecessary, superfluous lines. You are still going for the rim shot. Remember, as both Rick and I have explained several times now, that the stage of growth in Big 106 does not have a place yet for a high-profile personality development from our jocks. Your job on the air is to simply positively image the music style and help the music ebb and flow. Remember, it's Big 106 with Linda Energy, not the Linda Energy show on Big 106, bitch. Oh, I'm sorry.
He's right.
More specifically, you do a good job at coming up with a audience music relatable thought, but almost every time you feel like you have to one-up yourself with a punchline or rim shot or last jab. In almost all occasions, it's a left-field comment that goes right over the listener's head and makes no sense. Remember, this kind of chatter is perceived by the listener as too much talk. Too much talk, honey! Dummy up! Dummy down and dummy up! At this point, as I've said before, let's do the basics very well. Doing the basics, though, does not mean you can't inject personality. Remember, special words, emotions, or short, compelling phrases, kind of like
squirt, squirt,
will translate into positive personality perceptions much more effectively than someone who talks for the sake of talking. Again, a little Linda goes a long way. End of memo from Dave Denver to Linda Energy on the amazing, very open like a sieve Big 106, where every memo, every note, every thought, every fart just winds its way in our mailboxes over here, and I can't imagine that the kingpin can be very happy about that. We have an open line on the green line, 1-800-944, and the purple line, pound IOD. If you have Senator 1, give it a shot. Here's Weston on the star line. Hello.
Little boy blue, and so does Howard. Oh!
Beauty. You know, I will say this. I never turned over there. I'm very proud of myself. Never turned over there once this morning. I listened to Rick and Suds for a while, listened to some Luis in the car on the way to work, and never felt that I had missed anything. And then I found out that Howard's got a small penis. I missed that. I guess I already knew that. and that LaToya's got a running feud with her phony husband, that's her agent, and they never slept in the same bed, which we already heard on Geraldo about 100 times. And I guess I didn't miss all that much. So I'm just kind of like weaning myself away, and it's not there's only one reason, and there's nothing there that I enjoy, and I also don't enjoy. I don't have the luxury of that much time in my 40-minute drive from home to here. I don't have the interest in hearing 26 or 27 minutes worth of spots and promos. It's not a good time investment. Okay.
Fred was telling me why they're like that.
Why are they?
Because he does 3 live spots per break.
His live spots go on forever.
And the end.
Yeah, and plus the recorded spots in between. And we already know there's live spots at the end because very often Big comes back like in the middle of one, like that Nathan spot. And I do like Nathan's. If I was eating meat, I love Nathan's, man. They got some of the best weenies going, bigger than Howard's ever seen. But there just ain't that, you know. And of course, there was a little bit of hype. To be honest with you, I saw one of the billboards too yesterday on the Turnpike. Pretty weak, David. Pretty weak, Mr. Kingpin. In fact, until you get right up on it, it doesn't, you know, it says Howard and hits of the 70s, Big 106, and you can't even read most of it except the Howard part, and that's it. So unless you're one of those people that's really just devastatingly attracted by the word Howard on it, you're just not going to pay. You don't even know what it is. But hey, this is Miami, baby. Just keep that in mind. The Purple Line is still open? That's shocking. Here's Hialeah. Buenos dias.
Hey, buenos dias.
And back to you.
Hey, listened a little bit this morning to Howard.
Yeah.
That guy's a wiener.
He has
no material. He sits there and he waits for people to talk to him and, you know, to talking to LaToya. Was that for real this morning, what they were talking about? I just heard you mention it.
I didn't hear it. I didn't listen.
I had to get going on that. You know, he's so boring. It sounds like he's up on the 86th floor of the Empire State Building.
Getting ready to jump.
He's bringing people to laugh with him.
He's lost his interest. That's basically, I was talking to somebody about that this morning, and what they're telling me is he's really just lost his interest. He sounds very down. A lot of the stations that are carrying the show are getting aggravated because for the last year and a half, he just sounds like he's going through the motions.
Yeah,
and that's what it sounds like to me.
I used to listen to him up in New York, and that's because he was first coming out, and he was pretty wild.
He was great. I mean, this is one of the funniest people in America. I'm not knocking Howard. I'm knocking the show. The show is not Howard.
That's
the show is a shadow. Yeah, you're right.
I think you guys at IOD got the rock and roll party happening, and
everybody's
happy with you, with Rick and Suds, with Steve, Bill, the whole gang there.
We're doing it.
And I'm having
just
a good
ask
time.
Ask me. Well, that's good. That's all we care about.
All right. Now, you keep the party going.
Have a great day, Pally.
Be good.
Arrivederci. Open line and day at 751. And at cellular one line, it's got to be a mistake. Hello? Hello? Got to be a mistake, isn't it? Cellular one? There has to be at least 3 people out there that have cellular one. No? There are only Woody is the only one that's got it? Pound IOD, that's the only line that's sitting there dormant, and it just comes as a great shock to me. See, that's the way I look at talk radio. If we had 99 lines and 98 of them were lit and the purple line wasn't lit, that would be the one that would grab my attention. And you may think that that's bad. No, that's good. Don't ask me why it's good, but I just have a feeling that there's something good about that. Here's Kendall. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes.
Neil, a couple of things.
Yes.
I was listening yesterday to Mr. Hammer and Brian What's Up Cox.
Yeah.
And at the end of the show, guess how Brian Cox finished the conversation? Even though he gets paid by QAM, he must listen to WIOD.
Of course, they're all listening. They're listening right now.
Guess what he said?
He said, thanks, Defo.
He said, see ya.
Did he really?
Absolutely.
I always liked Brian Cox. You know, he's a hell of a guy. He's got a beautiful middle finger, and he's okay in my book.
The other thing about Howard, not only is he terminally boring, I don't need to repeat what everybody is saying, but he starts talking about subjects that he doesn't know anything. He started talking about Cubans in Miami, and if they stuck 25,000 Cubans up his ass, he wouldn't know what's happening with the Cubans in Miami.
Well, maybe they should try it.
Yeah, and the other thing is, hey, Neil, whatever happened to Gene Dunlap?
To what?
Whatever happened to Gene Dunlap?
Who's that?
Remember?
Jim Dunlap.
Yeah, you had a cart. This guy used to be in the QAM. Gene Dunlap.
Oh, you're talking about those old QAM jingles now.
Neil,
now we're talking.
What?
Wait a minute. Whatever happened. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Calm down a little bit. It sounds like you're going to have spill your emotions over into the air.
I'm cool with
it. Grow be young for the woman with the man in mind. WQAM.
Well, that's not it, but it's on. I'm sure it's on this thing. It must be.
Well, Neil, I got
maybe we can get a Ricky Ticky one.
Oh, yeah. He's a tiger.
We could send this over to Jorge Millan. He could play with it all day in the cart, too, because it's he's so obsessed with WQAM. He's like got Hank's head so far up his ass that it's coming out. It's gonna re- Hank's going to bite off his tonsils one of these days from the inside.
I fooled you there, Dan. Hey, listen, and in closing.
In closing?
You know, these guys are calling and asking you for a CD.
Yeah.
It's not for their wives.
It's for them.
It's for themselves.
Well, I believe that.
Hey, Neil, and one more thing. Can
yes?
I have one for my wife?
Now, what are you going to do with this? Are you going to lock yourself in a bathroom with this? Because it does have a nice picture of Luis standing next to a large instrument, although I don't think it's his.
I'm going to do it at my desk.
Okay, hang on.
Okay.
Okay, that guy's on three, that Paisan. Look at the purple line. Wait, I'll get it. WIOD.
Yeah, hi, I'd like to speak to Mr. Rogers.
You're on the cellular one line, and I picked you up cold because I couldn't believe my eyes.
How are you, Mr. Rogers?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
I've been listening.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm not doing as well as you are. My paycheck,
why not?
My paycheck's a lot smaller, but I've been
your
listening.
Paycheck's a lot smaller, but I guarantee it's got something else that's bigger.
Well, I don't know, pal.
Trust me.
If yours is as small as you say it is, yes, mine is bigger.
Guaranteed. See, so life balances itself out.
At least by a quarter of an inch.
In fact, I'll trade you this week's, if this were possible, which it's not, but just theoretically, I'd be delighted to trade you this week's paychecks, whatever yours is for mine. We could trade our apparatus. How do you like that?
But does yours work?
It works great.
Well, mine's kind of on and off.
Like I said, I'll stick with what I got.
Okay.
The ass is always, the grass is always greener on the other side.
The real reason for my call, I've been listening to you, I think it was since 1977 when I used to come home from college.
77? Oh, my God.
It used to be at night, I think, doing
yeah.
topics. And
W Snooze, right. In fact, somebody, Norm Kent, faxed me a copy of an article from Fort Lauderdale Magazine from 7 years ago about Steve Kane and me and Stan Major and Alice Rantel, and it's just an amazing thing. I might read some of it.
And who was the fat woman that used to be on the air with you guys?
Shirley Peters.
That's right. She was, like, off to the left.
Now she's Gypsy Douche Lee, I think, on the light bulb on a weekend.
Anyway.
She's going through a second childhood.
The real reason for my call.
Yes?
All this time, I used to listen, I must admit, to Sandy Payton also.
Oh, my God.
And I honestly thought she was a nice person.
She's not. She's a
and
bitch.
And I remember you saying all the
have a
stories
nice day.
About the cookies and all that crap.
Sugar cookies, man.
And what a bigot she was.
Yeah.
I have attempted to listen to that station 4 times in the last 3 weeks. And I apologize for ever doubting you. Because the hatred and the racism that's spewing from her and Wichner.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, he goes without saying. He's just a redneck. But, I mean, she puts on this real syrupy air, and all she ever talks about is how the Cubans suck and they're, with her bilingual thing.
You know where
thing.
She was born?
Huh?
You know where she was born?
I have no idea.
In South America, Poppy.
No kidding.
Yes, no kidding.
Bitch.
She came to Miami Beach when she was like 5 or 6, but she was born down there. So it's like, you know, the pod calling.
Smelly bitch. Smelly bitch.
Yeah.
But the racist is totally unbelievable.
Yeah, that's all she talks about. I mean, I'll grant you, back during Marielle, I had my own thing going and a whole thing with the bilingual thing, and I still believe in that, that it's probably in the country.
No, see, a lot of those things, like what you say, although I am Latin myself, I kind of agree with some of the things.
Well, I mean, the Marielle thing is not debatable. That turned this town into a toilet. It just was done hysterically with no control, and, you know, we just let Fidel send all the lunatics into here. That's not the way to do an immigration program.
But
she just continues it on and on. And then I hear that Phil was reading it. Somebody was reading a thing the other day, a column, quotes from people like Enos Shearer, the same old people over and over again. These are the same ones. Oh, they were participating in that thing that woman sucked me into the first call 2 days ago. Remember, they were protesting down there in Fort Lauderdale? And it's always the same ones. Their whole lives revolve around, let's keep all the foreigners out and let's, you know, do what we can to stick them in the back.
When the book comes out, do you know where her demos are? Because I guess you don't hear a voice under 50 in that station.
Her demos are death plus 10.
I wholeheartedly agree, and
believe
I apologize
me.
For ever doubting you, sir. You are the greatest.
Okay.
And Howard Stern blows.
Hasta que mi olvides.
Wait, can I get a CD for my wife?
How come I knew that was coming?
No, I don't want one. It's okay.
Are you sure?
Give it to somebody. I have enough money. I can go out of
there
my
There you
own.
Go. This is our kind of guy.
Have a nice day.
Have a great day. That's our kind of guy. So, hasta que mi olvides. We have an open line on the... see, I never doubted those cellular one people for a moment. There may not be many of them. They're the salt of the earth. Isn't that what they said in The Godfather? They're the salt of the earth. That senator from Nevada. We have an open line in Dade, 751, and this time the Star Line. If you have Bell South Mobility, don't be a slacker. Just pick it up and whack it at Star IOD. 21 till 11 already at WIOD.
This afternoon at 2, don't miss Phil Hendry. Every one of him. Right here.
WIOD. It's not just Hank Goldberg. It's a hippopotamus.
Well, Helen, I've got the picnic all laid out, but there's no room for this huge bowl of potato salad.
Oh, just rest it on my big butt.
Oh, Helen, you're so lucky. You have the biggest butt in the subdivision.
I like big butts.
and I cannot lie.
Yes, Helen knows big butts are in. So if you want to turn heads at the beach, you need new Lee press-on cheeks.
Well, look at the cooler on that gal.
Wow, what an onion. You'll look great, feel great, and you'll get two seats on the bus. But wait, you may even have a chance for a Hollywood career.
I struggled out here for years until I got Lee press-on cheeks. Now I've done a Golden Girls, a Seinfeld, and next week I'm a stunt butt on the commish.
Lee press-on cheeks. We are giving the world a bigger place to sit.
10:44, you know, I'm rereading this memo from David Ross. George and I were having a conversation about this because it really pisses him off. Of course, this is not our company, but I would imagine after receiving this, knowing the way that this company thinks, we'll probably receive our own memo within the next few days. What is wrong with accepting an invitation from a listener to have a sexual relationship? If they're over the legal age, if they're over at least an 8.5 on a scale of 10 in appearance, if they're extremely hot, if they're ready to rock and roll, if they're clean, if they've been inspected, if they have no social diseases, what's wrong with that? And why is it David Ross's business, I would like to ask? Huh? I mean, one of the parts about being a disc jockey for years, one of the only reasons that anybody aspires to be a disc jockey is so they can answer the phones and get laid a lot. That's basically, I mean, when Larry King was here doing whatever, he was doing a talk show years ago. He tells that notorious story about how he put on that LP, and he went and met some bitch on Miami Beach or right over the causeway here, and the thing came to it ran out. It just kept going, tick, tick. It got to the end and then went like that for like 25 minutes.
It got stuck.
It got stuck on you, yeah. This is the record, that is. So I don't get this. I mean, talk about uptight and dictatorial. I get a feeling, especially reading this memo from Dave Denver, that these are some very dictatorial and nasty people to work for. I mean, no, critique is okay, but that goes beyond the regular critique. It's like just a series of obnoxious shots, as in Fred shots, never even saw anything like that. So there's the kind of guy we all aspire to work for, I'll guarantee you that, the kingpin. Here's Hollywood. Hello.
Hey there.
Yes, sir.
Neil, I just wanted to tell you, I had a dining experience the other night that I thought you would love.
It wasn't with Joey Carr, was it? Because he's big into dining and dancing. It wasn't with Joey.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Macaroni Grill.
Yeah, I hear that's really good.
That was fantastic.
Huh.
It was the best. Now, I've never eaten in Rome.
Oh, come on. Come on. Now you're getting a little bit carried away, because I've been there 10 times, and if you're going to try to... I mean, I've heard the Macaroni Grill is great, but if you're going to try to sell me a song and a dance that it's the same as Rome...
No, I'm not. That's what I said. I never have.
You're roaming pretty far afield.
That's what I said. I never have, so yeah. I'm sure it's not.
Well, what did you have that was so great?
What's that?
What did you have?
Well, I had a pasta that was in a fettuccine sauce and grilled chicken in it, and they serve a bread...
What was it, like penne pasta, perhaps?
Like who?
Penne.
I don't know.
Here's a guy, a real connoisseur. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it was fantastic, and the atmosphere was fantastic, and I think you need to go there.
There's one right on, now which one was this you
this
went to?
This was University just north of Broward Boulevard.
Right, that's the one. Yeah, I've seen it a minute. It's right next to the animal hospital there.
Yeah, something like
and
that.
And the Shell station.
Yes.
Very prestigious location, yeah.
Yeah,
everybody tells me it's a great place, and I've diddled around, and of course, I haven't got a chance to go in there. Now, what you're describing to me sounds pretty fattening, though. When you get fettuccine type of, when you get that kind of cream sauce, man.
Yeah, well, they got all kinds. They got sauces and light oils. They got that. Yeah. They got 100 different kinds of pasta.
Great.
It's great.
So how many free meals are you getting from them to mention this?
Absolutely zero.
Well, but, that's bad.
I think
you should get like a finder's fee.
Maybe if I go back in there
because
over the weekend.
Because even though Rick Alpo doesn't understand that when somebody mentions a restaurant or any kind of a retail establishment on his show, it immediately goes bonkers. I mean, they immediately get phenomenal response, even though our sales department can't translate that into understand. They can't relate to it.
Oh, man. Yeah, as a matter of fact, if I go later and have to stand in line now because of this, I'm going to be pissed off.
Yeah.
Hey, one other question.
Yeah.
I know you're into satellite dishes and all that other stuff.
Heavy
what
duty.
What do you know about Primestar?
What do I know about Primestar?
Yes,
I know that I keep seeing that spot, and I know that there's... where are you going to get it?
Well, I don't...
They were running the spots. We had these Florida Radio Network spots. You may have heard them on this station a couple of weeks ago. They ran for about 3-4 weeks. And they didn't say anything. All I said was, oh, you're going to get 75 channels, and it's crystal clear picture. And that's it. And then you see the same ones, I guess it must be the video with the same audio, and you see them there on TV, and it looks great. But you know something? They don't tell you where you're going to get it, when you're going to get it.
Tell you a little something that I know, because
okay.
I called the phone number, and they sent me this brochure.
Oh, they do have a phone number on it.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's installed by TCI Cable. That sucks, because that's just my cable company that I'm trying to get away from.
Oh, isn't that nice? Yeah.
Yes. right?
And what is it?
And for $30 a month, they give you like 20 or 25 channels. Then you can add this on and you can add that on.
They
give you all the pay-per-view channels, but if you want to watch a movie, you pay for the pay-per-view. And it's crap.
Huh.
It's really...
It's another ripoff.
Yes, it is.
Another nice job by the cable companies to stick their foot... And you know why they're doing these things, don't you? Because they're scared crapless when the new small satellite does come out.
Exactly.
When all this new technology comes out, over-the-air people and the cable people, they're going to be SOL, baby.
Which I saw something on, I think, the news last night about that little dish. They
right.
got it. It's ready to roll.
Well, if we ever lived long enough for it to get out, all the people who can't get a dish because they live in some city where, all, you know, the zoning thing, or maybe they don't own their own house, you just slap that baby on a window and they're going to get about 150 channels.
Yep.
I can't wait.
All right.
And everybody can pick up the phone and tell their cable company where to stick it.
Macaroni Grill.
Okay.
See ya.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Stick it in a Macaroni Grill. That's what he said. Yeah, I hear that's a good place. In fact, I had a whole bunch of certificates, and I gave them away to somebody. $10 off. Maybe we can get some more of those. Where did we get those? How come they're not on the air with us, by the way? Is there any special reason? I'm going to tell you, it really is, the most frustrating place that I've ever worked in my life. Not the worst place, the most frustrating place, because there's a exact disproportionate reaction. Whatever you do, in other words, the response that you do gets, how am I going to describe this well? The opposite reaction, for example, our trip to Vegas, where within 2 days we had 500 people between here and Tampa signed up, ready to go. We wound up taking 300 people, which is still a pretty good deal. Bob Lincoln wound up losing his ass. I wound up losing 10 years off my life. And because it was like, it doesn't involve enough money. It's not worth our getting involved. And we got no assistance, no help. And they never translated that into anything else. Look at our friend Judy there from JNS Travel that sent me on that great trip to Vegas last weekend. She had a whole bunch of those on that special deal she had to Vegas. Just mention, you just breathe it once, and the thing with the Boca Burgers, anything that we mentioned on this show, this is a powerful goddamn show. And what goes on in the back and downstairs in this building with this sales department and Rick Alpo is enough to make you just, you just look at this man, you wonder, what kind of a walking pile of diarrhea can you possibly be? Well, you can smell it. You just know when he's in the building. You can smell the diarrhea. Just foaming. It comes through the vents. That may have been I think even Barry Cohen couldn't get rid of that aroma. Something really stinks in this joint. And like I said, it's in reverse proportion. The more response you get from the audience, the less they're interested in, like, peddling your show. It's like, you're a little bit out of control. And didn't I talk about this just the other day? I think it was on Monday. Because of my trip to Vegas and walking into Rhapsody. I mean, here's a restaurant in Las Vegas, 2,500 miles away. I still have my shoes hanging on the back on the line in the backyard waiting for them to dry out. That's how much this guy peed on my leg. I mean, I'm just amazed. But don't tell that to these people here in the building, because you wouldn't want to buy any spots, would you? And I didn't think so. And it's just, it's an affront. It's an insult to your intelligence. It's like a big boot right up your ass. 10:52. Abbott, you see, I'm a troublemaker. They don't like me back there, so screw them. They can go to hell. 10:52 at WIOD.
Let me tell you about
And then they get like 25,000 people in there. Because there's so many fans here. They're just running phonies like everything else. But anyway, we don't want to say that. Oh, and also the big thing from Jorge Millan. What am I reading about QAM and Brian Cox? When the big piece of the thing that should be right at the headline here, you idiot Jorge, Jeff DeForest is close to signing a two-year agreement to continue as host of WIOD Sports Talk 610.
Oh!
Like that. All these assholes like Jorge and Barry Jackson. Oh, he's going to be over at QAM in a second. Right. He wants to be there with the heavy hitters like Zagacki. Hurricanes in Washington, tailgate party, 12:30 to 3 o'clock, September 24th, tomorrow, at Lot West 2, W2, west side of the Orange Bowl. For directions, just call up Daryl and see if he's found his own. Like a life.
South Florida's news, talk, and entertainment station. News Talk Radio 610, WIOD, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
Show's blue. There's Hal Linder. And Gene Wilder.
Mr. Wilder,
they blow. And Martin Short's been dug up too.
Why didn't they retire?
And they're all through.
And now I think we know what is new. TV season will be lousy.
This year, Carter Montalban, now without tattoo.
detective now. Wait, so Melissa Gilbert, Suzanne Plissette, oh my, hell in it.
Okay, so what's the message for Rosie, that lovely young lady who just got the CD, whose husband is busy locked in the bathroom with Luis Miguel blow-up doll? What's the message?
I just spoke to Bob Green, and he said it's okay, so we're on, baby.
Okay. See, that's the kind of outfit we got. Like I said, it's not depressing to work here. Yeah, right. If it weren't for the sales department, this might be, and if it weren't, now let's think of some of the other departments. If it weren't for, like, no. Now that boy Gary's gone, we can't mess too much with the programming department. He's kind of harmless in there. Steve Nickelbag, he's all right. And Bo Green, of course, he just got me my hockey tickets for a season that probably won't get played, but hey, don't knock it. He meant well. And what else, you know? So we're not knocking it other than the sales department. I say we cut the sales department off. Oh, and then there's also the promotions department. And there's also the research department. See how easily, how soon we forget. But we do like our good, close, personal friends at the Coast and Hot 105, don't we? Do we have any? Well, George does. But that's another story for another day, Anna Maria. We have an open line in Dade, 751, one on the blue line in Broward, 524, and one on the green line, 1-800-944-9463. I want to find out, I'm sure, now listen, I guarantee you that there are people who work in businesses where they have phones and they do business on the phone, right? They answer phones. And I will guarantee you there are people in this audience who have talked to somebody on the phone, sounded friendly, sounded interesting, sounded hot and ready to hot to trot, and have, you know, stoked up a little something on the phone. I'm not talking about calling up one of those 1-900 numbers and listening to somebody really ugly breathing on the other side of the phone while you're taking matters in hand. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about actually getting to meet some of your clientele. Isn't that what we're supposed to do? Super service the clientele. From Bo Green's mouth right to your ear. Super service the clientele. And I've met lots of people in this audience. I would be delighted to super service in almost any way they would like. What's wrong with that? And here's this uptight kingpin asshole over there, Dave Ross at Big 106. Well, you're ambassadors of your station's polite and pleasant contact is encouraged, but no hanky-panky, baby. What an uptight putz, man. What a real putt whacker. Here's a lady in Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Neil.
Yes, ma'am.
I've been waiting so long.
I know. Me too.
How are you?
I'm doing great. You have no idea how long I've been waiting. A long time.
I'm not going to beat around the bushes. I'm calling for Dave.
She wants Luis.
See.
Si.
Si. Como no, mijo.
She wants to see it.
Claro.
Are you coming to the concert?
Si.
You are?
Si.
Which night?
This is October the 8th on my birthday.
Saturday. Well, I got to play you a little thing, don't I?
All right.
Because it's ahead of time, but since you're a Luis fan.
That's right.
How do you like that?
Thank you. I love
it. So you get two for one. You get a Luis CD and a happy birthday greeting from the king and queen. How do you like
them
apples?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Have you ever seen him perform live before?
No, sir.
Oh, are you in for a treat? Trust me when I tell you.
It will be my first, and I can't wait.
Your body will melt from head to toe. He is the greatest entertainer. He comes out. I will warn you this, though. He is wearing a little. Now, last year, he had too much of a beard, okay? He was trying to be like, I don't know who, but he was trying to be like a little too mature, you know, shed that teeny bopper thing.
Right.
Now he has like a little, just a little growth. In fact, he and I share that one thing in common. We both have a little growth, but it's not too much. You know, just a little fuzz, and it, you know, but he's just terrific.
I'm sure I love every minute.
You will. You won't want to leave. And you certainly won't want to leave him behind. Okay, hang on.
Okay.
Okay, and Pasta Camille Vitas. Okay, she's on 4, I believe. Open line of day, 751, and Boca, where they're just, they're in La La Land up there in Palm Beach, huh? They really are. Nothing's going to change. I'm reading this article. It's amusing because this is in the Fort Lauderdale. I don't even know if this magazine exists anymore. Does it? Fort Lauderdale Magazine? Kind of like Miami Magazine, the counterpart? I haven't seen it. Maybe it does. Sure making a big impact on my life because I haven't seen it. And it's from September 87, 7 years ago this month. And talk show war sizzle. Here's the Mr. Ego on the front, Steve Kane, with the IOD logo. That's when he first came here to IOD, and I was still on INZ. And Stan Major had just come to INZ, and Alice was over there on WSNews. There are some great quotes in here, some really great quotes. First of all, this business about, I'm not going to pick on Alice. He's a good girl, a good guy. And Mr. Ego is saying this, and I'm saying that. And they're quoting me as saying, where's the last page here? And over at WINZ, Rogers is saying, is anyone listening out there, has South Florida just gone to sleep? I think their brains just died. And whoever wrote the column says, maybe Rogers' question is the best question of all. Is there anybody alive out there? Are they brain dead? It's by Paul Carson, whomever he may be, Fort Lauderdale Magazine, 987. And look how fat I was there. But I looked pretty healthy, you know. I was fat but looked pretty good. And I'm sitting there with one of my famous big oversized checkered shirts. I look a little like Fat Rich in that picture. And I got my stogie. Oh, boy, would that be good now? I can't do it. Can't do it. Wouldn't be good for my sinuses. I'm sure that my doctor friend up the street would agree with that. Not good for your sinus condition. And George is sticking one in his mouth right now. Not lighting it, of course, just to have something to pacify him for the moment. You know those Cubans. 12 minutes after 11 at WYOD.
The Payphone Challenge. News from around the planet and a whole lot more. It's Rick and Suds, weekday mornings, right here.
Incredibly. WYOD. Firefighters remain perched high on these long ladders, hoses in hand.
Making the knees shake. All of the old folks up at the mall.
Boy!
They're checking the CDs. No, they never say please. Just waiting for the early bird special to come. Glass.
Loan me $50.
And how dare they claim that there's a dark horse to blame?
Boy!
But they know it's their own damn fault. They're shoving in. Get the early bird on time. They're pushing just as hard as they can. And once they are seated, they get overheated and start stuffing rolls and sweet and low in their beds. For some, an enema in the blues. The old folks don't know the reason why nothing is pleasing. Their muscles ache and their teeth just don't fit. But what does it matter? Call up Neil and Chatter. I hate you, Neil, and never listen to your show. They're wasting away again in good old Hollandale. Just a box of Metamucil and a radio. Claim that it's a dark horse to blame.
Oh, no.
But Neil knows they can't wait for his show. And how dare they claim that it's a dark horse to blame. But Neil knows they just can't wait for his show.
19 at WID. Getting back to this beautiful column, by the way, it's amazing that somebody actually wrote something about talk radio. Of course, at that time when this was written 7 years ago, there were three stations, INZ, IOD, and WSNooze, may it rest in peace. And it's amazing how this Paul Carson guy keeps referring Lee Fowler and Dennis Collins, two of the sharpest people in radio, two of the great mavens. And now, of course, Lee Fowler is doing his Neil Rogers imitation routine up at JNO at like a minor market station in West Palm. And Dennis Collins is sitting over there, and we still have the W Snooze tombstone sitting out in front of our building after we buried them like 3-4 years ago. And they're playing, they got Sandy and Jer on. They're brokering time. They're brokering time. Big signal. Oh, my God, it's embarrassing, isn't it? Rogers tells his audience frequently that they're complete idiots. Is anybody alive out there, or are you all too busy stealing Sweet and Low and getting ready for the early bird, he said one day. It was right in the middle of Kane's last rating period at W Snooze when Rogers decided to take up combat with South Florida's rather extensive senior citizen population.
Oi!
Accusing the gray-haired bunch in Hallandale of stealing Sweet and Lows and then existing for nothing but early bird specials, Rogers was once again on a one-man crusade. But this time his crusade drew the attention of the other media in the market. It just proves what happens when you make a big enough fuss, he told his audience one day. Is that what I said? The outcry was so huge that Rogers ended up taking on his listeners live and in person, doing the show from the Diplomat Mall in Hallandale, which in itself drew even more media attention. All the hoopla showed up in Rogers' numbers in the winter Arbitron rating period. While it was his first complete Arbitron book in the new morning time slot, he was pulling in over an 8-hourly share, in some cases twice what Rantel was doing just opposite him at W News, and during some periods, 3 times the numbers. There is no question that during some periods, Rogers was pulling in more than Al and Sandy combined. He's a major talent, Fowler said. But he quickly adds that those huge numbers occurred when Rogers first moved to mornings against Rantel, and also while his Hallandale crusade was generating publicity. Let's see what happens in the next Arbitron book. Yeah, let's. Or the one after that, Fowler said. For his part, Rantel says he refuses to measure his success or lack of it on the basis of one ratings period. I've been successful in this business over 7 years, thank God, and the question is, Alice asked, can Rogers sustain this momentum a year, 2 years, or 5 years from now, asked Alice, and the answer is,
yes!
How about that, sweetheart? But anyway, that's the way it goes. So let's just plod along here. I'm trying to make these people wait a while because, after all, we don't, you know, if they're going to beg a little bit, let's make them wait for it. Isn't that what they always say to me? Beg, and then you don't get it anyway. We have an open line in Broward, 524-1 on the green line, 1-800-944, and that damn purple line, man, that cellular one line is the bane of my existence. Pound IOD. We pay for it, and they still don't want to speak to us because they think that they're holier than thou if they have cellular one. They think they're a bunch of hot shots, and they just forgot to dot the I. 1122, it's break time again? Wow, this is getting like some other show. 1122 at WIOD.
This afternoon at 2, don't miss Phil Hendry. Every one of him, right here.
What are you saying, George?
W-I-O-T.
Big beavers amuse me. Women swoon when he walks into a room. He is the bare-chested cover hunk of 1,000 romance novels. He is Slobbio.
Hello again to you women who are slobbering so much when you are seeing my heaving chest.
Slobbio is back with another romance-soaked book. Love is a monkey.
My love is a monkey. It climbs up your tree.
Slobbio has crafted hundreds of love-choke sonnets that will lift your heart to new heights of ecstasy.
I am a genius, no?
Listen to what the critics are saying about Love is a Monkey.
Smarmy.
Simplistic.
Chauvinistic.
And Slobbio knows that's the way you women like it. Smarmy, simplistic, and show my manhood.
Don't miss Slobbio's new book, Love is a Monkey.
My love is a monkey that eats ripe bananas. She sits in the sun and gets nice and tan as.
Available wherever books, magazines, and those little horoscope scrolls are sold.
I'll tell you one thing, I just took my life in my hands. I felt this tremendous pressure, and sometimes there's only one way to relieve it. You kind of like tilt off to the side. And I had grave doubts in my mind about, well, you know what I'm talking about.
Like that lady the other day.
Exactly. I'm not really sure whether to like turn it loose or just hang on for dear life. But I mean a tremendous pressure. In fact, you can kind of still smell it at this point. I mean, really, trust me, don't come anywhere near here. And I leaned over on my left cheek and, oh, and thank God.
Was it moist?
No, I wouldn't be saying thank God if it was. Are you crazy?
Not even a little human?
And then another, just a little one, and it was okay. It was A-okay. That is always a frightening thing. And especially when you just, you can almost, psychologically, you just, no, seriously, there are times when you really have your doubts. There's a certain feeling, And you just, you're not quite sure whether it's going to be the desired result to relieve a little bit of pressure or whether it's going to be a mess, you know. And I just don't feel like sitting here another 2.5 hours in my own mess.
Something knocking on your barn
door. Exactly. We have an open line on the green. Now, let me handle the, okay, because you're disgusting. You're filthy and vulgar and grotesque, and that's the way we like it. Open line on the green line, 1-800-944-9463. Okay, let's cut all the crap. Let's do Miami. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Buenos dias.
How are you?
Great.
Good. I'm not calling to ask you for anything.
Good.
But
that's
just,
good.
Just to thank you for something.
Okay.
This is Ezra Krieg from Daily Bread's Food Bank.
Right. And that guy called yesterday, and we turned him on to you guys.
And we really appreciate it. And the $1,000 donation we hope to receive will provide about 5,000 meals out in the community.
Outstanding.
So you've done good.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, keep up the good work, pal.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
How do you like that? See, we don't have any influence on this show. We don't make any impact. Guy calls yesterday who had called Camilla's house, and evidently they're doing too well. Just like with us. We're not raising money for them anymore. They got that multi-million-dollar donation from that guy who went to the Slammer, and he gave him like a few million dollars to ease his conscience. And last year they were very picky and choosy about, we don't want to do that. That's a little too obscene. And So we said, screw them. If you're doing that well, that you don't need our help and you don't need a couple hundred thousand dollars every year, we'll give it to somebody who does want it and who is appreciative and will cooperate. And that turned out to be Center One in Fort Lauderdale, who do fantastic work. And we're going to be doing that starting November 1. So anyway, this guy called yesterday, had the same experience, called up Camilla's house. Nobody would answer. He finally got a hold of somebody. And they said, hey, go call the Pope. He's not feeling too good. He'll wait a few weeks, call you back. And he said, I would like to, help somebody out. And he's not feeling too good, man. He's looking really bad. Have you noticed that? I think somebody took away his weed. No, seriously, that was the only painkiller that kept him on the go, so to speak, and they took it away. He's hobbling around big time. Can't you? I don't wish him any ill. I really don't. But anyway, won't it be something if he just doesn't quite make it and we have to go through that thing again where they have, like, the blowing the smoke? Because that's what the Catholic Church is best at, is blowing smoke. But anyway, so this guy asked for a suggestion. Where is some, folks who help the homeless? And we came up with, Daily George came up with, I said the Miami Rescue Mission was one, which is a good answer. And the other answer was Daily Bread Food Bank. And the guy called up there, obviously, followed through. He wasn't just a BS artist and has given him a grand, and that's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Want to see it? We have an open line in Broward, 524, one on a green line. Definitely no interest in Boca today, man. They are just busy up there doing their Yeti routine. They're expecting a really hot weekend. They might melt like plastic out there in the sunshine. They're taking cover as best they can. It's a sad, sad state of affairs, isn't it, in Palm Beach County? I wonder how the goddess is doing. You know, other than the first day which he started, which was on Tuesday, we haven't gotten an awful lot of feedback on that, and I would like to find out. I like Randy a lot. I wish her all the best. I really mean that. But I just am a little bit nervous about the people who run that radio station, that Jay Picciano or Picano or whatever that guy's name is, and that whole Fairbanks operation. They just make me a little bit nervous because, I don't know. So we'll find out. We'll probably get one spy report. Here's Pembroke Pines. Hello.
Hello. Neil.
Yes.
Besides that shameless request, I did happen to catch a little bit of Randy yesterday.
Okay, here we go. Boy, that was a quick response.
Yeah. I was driving around up in Boca. Oh, my God. But
yes.
Anyways, I listened
Oy.
To her for a while,
mm-hmm.
and she sounded pretty good.
Oh, that's good.
You know, but and she had excellent, excellent jokes in some of those parodies she's talking about.
Right.
But
how about the callers? How about the response from the brain-dead audience in Palm Beach County?
Definitely a different type of people.
Different group, yeah.
It sounds like younger people.
Really?
From out in the western areas, maybe.
Younger and living and breathing people in Palm Beach County? Boy, she's already in less than a week brought some living people into that place. Nice going, Randy.
Yeah, I think she'll be okay up there. And you never know. She might get a little bit bigger yet, huh?
There you go.
Not her boobs,
I hope. They're big enough, believe me. She's got to stop the growth of those things. She won't be able to stand up straight.
Exactly. But listen, I want to get behind you on this.
I don't think so.
Casino thing.
I don't want you too close behind.
Poor choice, huh?
Yeah.
Poor choice.
Bad choice of words, pal.
The casino thing.
You want to stand alongside
given
me on the casino gambling thing?
Yeah, well, I've I've given it some thought, and it sounds like it might be a good idea. Really do.
They're starting to run their TV spots. I saw one yesterday, and they're very,
yes,
you know, they're low-key. They're not hysterical. They're not promising the moon with green cheese, but they cut through all the bull crap. They tell you exactly what the limited casino proposal is on the ballot, what it's going to do, and, you know, they're starting to explain it as opposed to all these hysterical, Bible-thumping, negative people who are always against anything that might mean progress.
As long as they keep it limited, I don't think it'll be too bad. I mean, they've got gambling here for years anyway.
Exactly. I do not understand for the life of me the difference, other than the atmosphere, of course. Mm-hmm. If you go to the dog track, the horse track, the harness track, the high line, it's gambling. If you buy a lottery ticket,
exactly.
Guess what? It's gambling.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't get what the big hysteria is, how you can legalize all of that, then turn around and say, oh, well, gambling is sinful and evil, and it's going to bring the whole deck of cards down.
Exactly. Well, yeah, but it'll just bring a little bit more glamour to the darn state more than anything else.
Bring some life. If any place needs life, this
exactly.
is the place. And by the way, Lisa, I hope that aroma has worn off by now. Oh, okay, she didn't even notice. I didn't have to say anything. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
All right, well, that's all I wanted to say. I had, besides that Luis Miguel request.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Well,
besides,
I mean,
you want to hear one
up,
of his songs?
Sucking up for a CD, exactly.
Now, is this for you or your boyfriend, your girlfriend,
for
or your
wife? I've got her kind of mildly hooked on this Spanish stuff. I got a CD from, who's these guys? The Gypsy Kings, and she enjoys that.
Gypsy
so.
Kings? Who the hell is that? Never heard of
them. It's a Spanish group. They do singing and play a lot of guitar, classical flamenco-type guitar and stuff.
Huh.
And there's a lot of, you might want to give them a listen. You might like them.
The Gypsy
like
Queens?
Luis Miguel. There's a whole bunch of these Spanish guys, anyway.
Oh, I know that. There's Cheyenne, and there's Ricky Martin, who's on the General Hospital, who floats like a butterfly. There's a whole bunch of these guys.
Ricardo Martinez.
There's Christian, who floats like a pack of butterflies. Yeah, they're interesting guys. Okay, hang on a second, pal. You're killing me. Hang on. And I hope she enjoys it, and the CD, too. Guys on six, his wife wants Luis immediately. And by the way, next week, I do think, I don't want to make any promises, but I do believe, and I would assume since we got all the CDs, I have a feeling the tickets are coming next. You can almost feel it coming, can't you? They will have, not a lot, but a few pair of tickets for the Luis Miguel concerts. I'm not sure which night they'll be for, but you'll take whatever you can get, believe me. Because it's coming, like, in 2 weeks from this weekend. God, it's going to be, see, last year, I got to confess to you, last year in Vegas, last December, it was great. The concert this year, the concert was great, but the ambiance and the people standing up, it detracted a lot. I mean a lot. And those aberrant Mexicans who just couldn't get out of everybody's way and just didn't give a crap about anybody else. A lot of people spent $150 and $130 a seat to go see Luis. We did not go to see the back of their ass, their face, their puss, or anything else. We went to see his all of the above and lots more. And it detracted a lot from it, but I'm sure... And I have a feeling we'll probably get some more information from some of the experts on the James Knight Center that it's just not the kind of place that's conducive to people being able to stand up in front of you, especially when you're in row three, and, you know, and taking away the enjoyment from the concert. You pay your money, and by the way, I did pay for these, didn't I, now that I think of it? Yeah. So you can't accuse me of being a freeloader, even though I would like to be. I'd like to be in the first row. I'd like to be front row center where nobody can get in front of me. Of course, there's always a bunch of hysterical Juliets that come running up with their cameras. You know, I don't mind if you kneel down, take a quick picture, and get out of my puss. Get out of here, bitch. That's all. But don't stand in front of me and block my view. I came here to see him, not your stupid ugly ass. Now, some of the guys there might disagree. Maybe her ugly ass is prettier than his ugly. I don't know. Possible. I doubt it, though. It's 11:36 at WYOD. America's favorite neighbor invites you over, man. Applebee's, home of the world-famous riblet platter, a pound of hickory-smoked rib tips, served up in a spicy barbecue sauce with fries and coleslaw for only $8.69. And the rest of the menu is just as good. Applebee's has a fantastic house sirloin. Try their Applebee's burgers. They're out of this world, too. The double deck of quarter-pound patties with two kinds of cheese, for example, will really clog your arteries. It is delicious. And don't forget, they've got... I discovered this a couple of weeks ago. We went in there for dinner on a Sunday. And I saw this pizza veggie patch thing, and it described it pretty well, and we ordered it, and it's like that extra thin, cooked in a, baked in a wood-burning brick oven, that thin crust just exactly like the one you'll find in Italy. I mean, if you ever wanted to find the real thing, the emis, this is it, the pizza veggie patch with artichoke hearts, mushrooms, spinach, fresh tomatoes, and a blend of delicious Italian cheeses, out of this world, just like being in Rome. Applebee's has something for everybody, including a separate Sunday brunch menu, gathering time from 3 to 6 p.m., from 10 p.m. to closing, with half-off price on nachos, buffalo wings, mozzarella sticks, and daily specials every day, too, that you'll love, and the price is always right, too. America's favorite neighbor invites you over for their famous riblet platter and lots more. Applebee's, two locations at 10135 Pines Boulevard and right by my house. Stop by and wave and just get out of my neighborhood. 12719 West Sunrise Boulevard, right next to the Sawgrass Mills Mall.
This is South Florida's News Talk and Entertainment Station.
News Talk Radio 610.
You jackass.
W-I-O-T.
Can I inseminate you?
You jackass.
May 5th, Cinco de Mayo.
The Mexican national holiday.
Some stations are giving away trips to Cancun. Some are giving away trips to Mexico City. But we're bringing Mexico to you. That's right. We're giving away Mexicans.
Real live Mexicans.
Aye. Caramba. We'll be smuggling illegal aliens across the border in the wheel well of a station van. Then we'll give one to you. Imagine your own personal Mexican.
They'll wash your car. Clean your house. Pick your crop. Anything you want.
Because if they don't, you'll have them deported.
Adios, amigo.
Be the 10th caller when you hear this sound. And win a Mexican.
Members of this station and their families are not eligible to own Mexicans. Bathing and delousing of Mexicans is winner's responsibility. Station assumes no liability for infectious diseases carried by Mexicans.
Celebrate Cinco de Mayo in your own home.
Every day.
With your very own Mexican. People listening to win.
So there's this big article in USA Today. I guess they started with a piece yesterday and are continuing today. Cover story. Wait a minute. Where the hell is this? Why am I looking off of facts? Why didn't somebody immediately stick this in front of my puss and show me this, because it ties right into what's going on here or what is not going on here. Section D, state of uncertainty. Look at that. And there's that phallic thing that looks to me very similar to the state of Florida on the map. Will tourists flock back to Florida? It acts by Kathy Lynn Grossman. Poor Florida, she says. Poor Florida. Its image is in quite a state. In recent weeks, it's been Caribbean refugee rafts washing ashore, and before that, grim reports of murdered tourists, bloodshed on the highway. Little wonder that visitor counts are headed south. The number of people coming to Florida will dip to 40 million this year, and here comes our lunch. Hallelujah. Beautiful. Just in the nick of time, too. I was just about ready to pass out. Predicts the State Division of Tourism. The larger question is what lies behind it. Goes on to talk about Vegas, of course, without saying. And it also goes on to mention that you'll never guess where they're outstripping Florida in tourism this year for the first time ever. And that's why I just played that bit. In Mexico. So even with the bad water, even with the bad diarrhea, even with all those grease balls down there, in spite of all of that, Mexico is outstripping Florida now for tourism, okay? And it goes on and on at great length. Stories of violence and refugees test the travel of destination staying power. And even the Disney people are quoted in this article. As adamant as they are, and short-sighted, nearsighted as they are, and stupid, it says you have to feed the system with new tourists as well. In other words, they feel that the old people, once they come here, they'll come back. But you have to feed them with new tourists. Well, guess what, Pally? If you're going to bring in new tourists, you have to have new things for them to do. I don't want to mention anything specific, but you can only use your imagination. God, we got enough food in here for the Israeli army here today. Beautiful. Outstanding. See, this is right after Yom Kippur, just a week later, and we got to make up for all the fasting. Well, beautiful, sir. Thank you so much. And we'll just dig through it, and I'm sure I'll come up with two or three or four or 500 good things. Beauteous.
French onion soup.
French onion soup. Outstanding. My favorite in the entire world. There are a few things I like in my mouth better than that. Here's a lady in Sunrise. Hello.
Hi, Neil.
How you doing?
All right.
Can't hear you, though.
Oh, I'm very shy. I just wanted to know if I can have the CD.
Oh, yeah, but first of all, I can't hear you. Secondly, you have to speak to me for, like, at least 30 seconds, and you have to suck around and pretend that I'm a wonderful guy and that, you know, you can
yes,
do that.
You are.
You sound like you've sucked around before once or twice in your life.
That's right.
Right? So what is it you like about this show? The fact that we give stuff away free?
No, you're very controversial.
Very controversial, very outspoken, full
that's,
of crap.
That's right.
And what about Luis Miguel now? Have you been a Luis Miguel fan for a long time?
That's right.
Yes. And?
And that's it.
Are you going to, have you ever seen him live?
No, and I don't intend to.
Have you? You don't intend to?
No.
Why not?
I don't like him, but I like the way he sings.
Now, wait a minute. Run that by me again. In other words, you like his music. You don't like him for his body.
That's right.
Well, isn't it possible to like both?
No.
No?
I mean, do you like Julio Iglesias?
I like everything about him. I like his smile. I like his personality. I like his face. I like his body. I like his music. I like his everything about him, from head to toe, every hair on his body. Oh. I love the music. It's the most incredible, even though I don't understand most of it. I can sing it in Espanol. I sing right along with the music in the car. People look at me like I'm crazy, which I probably am. It's a phenomenal thing. But I'm going to give it to you because you're embarrassed as hell. But listen,
right.
Come to the concert. I'm telling you, once you get to see him, you'll be emotional. I promise you.
Okay.
Okay, hang on.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Very, very, very recalcitrant lady there on six. So we got six to go. How are we going to milk that for 2 hours? So here's some beautiful French onion soup from New York, New York. This isn't the week to be talking about New York, by the way. Not in this town. But that's okay. Huh?
Not about New York and not about Howard.
Okay, not about Howard. Who? Okay, poor Howard. Poor Howard. You know, when they have that John Kruk operation, it takes a long time to recover from it, and evidently he's still on the mend. Oh, that's a beautiful thing. Look at all the cheese. Don't forget the cheese. You know, that's what they always say. Mmm. A beautiful thing.
Now, for the entire staff.
We got food for the ganze Meshpoche here, guys, for the entire WIOD family.
And back at the restaurant, there's plenty of food for entire Miami.
Okay, great. Outstanding. I'm not going to eat a lot of fattening stuff. I do. I'm just cautioning that up front. Mmm. Excellente. The French onion soup is a beautiful thing. Okay, let's do Kendall. Hello.
Good morning, Neil.
Because I'm sure here's a guy that doesn't want anything for free, and that's good. That's a real positive change.
I don't.
Good.
I want to tell you a story, though.
Yeah?
About, it has to do with that David Ross memo.
Yes?
Some years ago, I was in business in Boston.
Mm-hmm. How could I tell?
And I dealt with a girl over the phone 2 or 3 times a day. And we didn't know each other from Adam.
Yeah.
And I
from Adam Ant.
I decided to meet her blind at one of your favorite places, Faneuil Hall.
Uh-huh. Good place.
And we hit it off.
Good place to be met.
Yeah.
Good place for meet.
We hit it off. We were both living at home at that time because we were both young.
Yeah.
So we had to kind of meet illicitly at various motels and places.
What's wrong
like
with that?
Nothing wrong with that. Things were going hot and heavy. And they immediately came to a halt, like, a couple weeks later when she made a statement, you're the type of guy I'd like to marry.
Yeah, that was the end of that.
And
bad move on her part.
And would you like to meet my parents?
Ah!
So I kind of gave it a Jazz McKay. I said, see ya.
Right.
And that was the end of that. But there's nothing wrong with that.
But it had its moments.
Yeah.
Now, how long did this go on?
This went on for several weeks.
Beautiful.
And it's not my current wife, but, you know, it's...
Now, is she better than your current wife?
My wife is, and you've seen my wife.
Yeah.
We were on the Vegas trip.
Well, I know that.
Okay, she...
Well, I'm not talking about was she better looking than your current wife. Was she better in the sack than your current wife? Come on, now, I realize that's a personal question, but what's wrong with answering that?
I just told my wife's not listening today.
She's not listening. She's busy with some guy now.
She was kind of different.
Yeah.
She liked to hang from the chandeliers and...
Like I said, she was a hell of a lot more exciting than your wife. That's why, you know, at your age now, forget it. You're not ready for that. But back in those days, it was perfect. You could handle it.
Yeah, the only problem is she was like 5'1 and about 90 pounds. And
yeah.
And I'm like 6'3, 205.
Yeah, but that's easy to grab onto, especially when it's falling from the chandelier. Beautiful story.
Now, I got a question about gambling for you.
Yes, sir.
You know that the Florida Supreme Court shot down Governor Prozac's attempt yesterday.
Oh, I did not know that. You
yes,
mean the Butterworth's thing?
Yes, he did.
So, in other words, it's officially on a ballot now?
According to the Florida Supreme Court, yes.
Beautiful. We don't have to worry about any more of that crap.
Now, I know how you feel about Jeb Bush.
Yeah.
Now, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
What is going to happen when Jeb Bush comes out in favor of it?
He's not.
He is going to.
Says who?
I know for a fact that he's inviting the guy that's the head of the limited casino to speak at something that he's giving. I don't know what it is, some fundraiser or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that he is going to come out in favor of it, at least limited, you know, the limited
part. I find that very, very, very hard to believe.
I will...
It just flies in the face of everything that those Neanderthal right-wing Bible thumpers stand for.
Jeb Bush,
I can't believe it. In addition to which, that's a sorry state of affairs because I wouldn't vote for him if he was in favor of giving me like $2 million unless he gave me the cash up front. He's a fascist piece of crap.
Well, there's someone in my office that works for his campaign, and they're going to give me the literature on him when he comes out in favor of it.
Oh.
Now, you know all these side issues that these people are saying that it's bad because of crime, it's bad because of this. Have you considered that maybe some of these guys in Tallahassee have some type of financial interest?
Could be.
In, like, Disney?
Yeah, or, like, in the Bahamas, in the cruise ships, yeah.
Right, I think it's a bunch of
crap. Like the Miami Herald with their gigantic budget that they get from the cruise lines every year?
Right, I think it's all a smokescreen. I think it's the bottom line is dollars.
Yep, you got it.
Okay.
Okay, good luck to us.
Thanks.
See ya.
Bye.
Well, wouldn't that be something? Talk about being caught between a... That's unbelievable. May have to check into the old Bush, but I seriously doubt it. 1150 at WIOD. Charles Alfieri knows his Bushes, maybe, because he has been supplying it for showbiz figures and other hot shots for over 25 years now. Not just for you everyday guys, you can do the same. We're talking about here, because the Wayne Huizenga look, like I've told you a million times, is out for the 90s. It's out forever. It's just ridiculous, okay? Telly Savalas is pushing up daisies, and he was a good guy, but who wants to look like that? And you can pay a lot more for a hair system. You can pay as much as $2,800 at the hair club for a douchebags, or you can get the best looking, the most natural system available anywhere in the business for just $800 from the Charles Alfieri Studios. He knows his stuff, man. Nobody can make you look better and feel younger and get laid more often than Charlie Alfieri. And service visits at the Charles Alfieri Studios are priced right, too. I'm choking on this cheese. Cheese.
Don't be kidding.
I'm not kidding. Oi! Is that what they call chunky cheese? At $25, not $60, like at Hair Club for boys. God, I got a chunk in there that you wouldn't believe, and cheese, too. So let me give the numbers when we come back, George, because I'm dying over here.
The Payphone Challenge. News from around the planet and a whole lot more. It's Rick and Suds, weekday mornings, right here.
W-I-O-T. So anyway, give Charlie Alfieri a call. I got that thing out of my throat and that cheese, too. 4390 North Federal Highway between Oakland and Commercial in Fort Lauderdale. And the number in Broward is 928-1755. Toll free from anywhere, 1-800-321-2413. 928-1755 in Broward, 1-800-321-2413. Cheryl guarantees that she'll give you a date if you go to Charlie Alfieri. What's wrong with that? They got a full head of hair. That would be unusual for your husband's. Anyway, 1154 at WYOD. Thanks to our paisans from New York, New York. They brought in a feast here, starting with a French onion soup and chicken stir fry and deli sandwiches and bagels the size of New York. I haven't seen anything like that in my life. And you'll find New York, New York in a Kendall Mall, North Kendall Drive and Southwest 107th. You'll find them on 14501 South Dixie Highway in Miami. And also in Herzliya, next time you go to Israel, stop in at Herzliya, okay?
I will.
And also in Tel Aviv, of course. How could we forget them? Thank you so much, amigo. Let's do a Miami. Hello?
Uncle Neil?
Yes?
Good morning.
Buenos dias, amigo.
Como
va, OG?
Huh?
I said, how you doing?
Pretty good. And yourself?
Great.
The reason I'm calling, this guy called about the Gypsy Kings. I got a cassette you might want to listen to, but First I got to ask you, do they still equip your Corvettes with cassettes?
You mean with CDs?
No, cassette.
Yeah. Both.
Okay. Can you still play a cassette in your Corvette?
That's what I just said.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
both.
If you want to swap one for that CD you're giving out.
Oh, that's a deal.
If it's okay with you, man.
When are you going to bring it?
I'll drop it off if you want.
And how about the cassette? That too?
Yeah.
And when are you going to do it? Today? Monday?
Whenever you want.
Tuesday? Donner stick? What year?
I'll bring it over Monday.
Monday, okay. Hang on a second.
All right.
Okay. George, talk to that paisan on two there. Get his name, and then he's coming by, okay? Set up a deal with him. I'm sure you'll find something to your liking in there. It's all very delicious, very Jewish. You don't have to be Jewish to enjoy.